Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it was all jacked up. We were just kind of getting through nice and warm in the high 80s. And then this morning it come down rain and the wind started blowing and it got down into the low 60s all of a sudden. And like even now it's probably going to be pretty chilly tonight in the low 40s down here in South Texas, which I checked the weather and all across the country, it's going to be into the like low 40s, 30s, and then up north, the further north you go, the colder it's going to get. And it's going to be like 35 in Dallas, in Oklahoma City, 33 up in Denver. And then above that, it's just going to get colder and colder. It's in like Nebraska and Wyoming, Illinois, it's like 31. It's supposed to be 31 tomorrow morning in Chicago. It's going to be like in the 20s up in Detroit, in Michigan area, everywhere. If you look at the map right now, everywhere is blue except for the coastlines. And that's the only place that it's going to be like a lighter color where it might look a little green, which is supposed to be in the high 40s, mid 50s. Other than that, it's going to be cold everywhere. So hope everybody's staying safe and warm out there. And, we're just kind of getting through things here. We're just slowly but surely trying to nail everything down for next year for the truck shows. We're excited about it. And we're trying to get more details. It looks like that there's going to be probably more shows next year because everybody's just anchoring for a show and everybody wants to pretty much do their own thing now, because if we're still in the same kind of situation that we are in now, where, you know, a lot of people are recommending not having gatherings, then, you know, the powers that be just might not have their gatherings. So a lot of the smaller outfits are like just getting with other smaller outfits and putting their resources together and probably coming up with their own shows, their own get-togethers. So we're excited about that, and we're trying to find out more details with that, and we are in the mix of things. So we hope to bring some more information out there to everybody when that happens. But stay close to the rail. When you start listening to things, you start seeing postings on social media and you start seeing things shared on our page and, of course, on other outfits out there that you see that's friends of Redneck and I's and everything. And we want to make sure everybody gets out there and gets that information so they can get to those functions, because Don't just check the regular things with the regular truck shows, because they're still haven't made any official announcements that they are having them, but they haven't made any official announcements that they're not having them either. So we don't know. The only thing one we know so far has made official is the Dallas truck show, the Great American Truck Show in Dallas, Gats, in August. They've already come out and said they're canceling next year's show. And it's the only one that has actually said anything. Nobody else has said anything. So keeping up with that. Check us out at redneckandnyes.com and give us a call in tonight. It's 516-387-1733. And to be part of the conversation, just hit 1 and we'll get you on here and see what's going on with you tonight. For people out there who don't know, we are Redneck and Nyes. We are a small nonprofit created by truckers, run by truckers. And we're just out here trying to create that brotherhood of trucking, that camaraderie that truckers have together, to just help each other out and to help things go smoothly while out there on the road. And what we've done with that is we've created this little get together at the truck shows where we're having a truck show and everybody's in the parking lot. Then what we've just come to do, especially at the Louisville show here the last probably 7-8 years, is that we've set up a tent in the parking lot, serve food, and we've just grown. We provide now. We've got guys coming out, get entertaining the drivers. We've get sponsors that give us little things to give away, and we've had drawings, and we've just been having a ball with it and having a great time. So everybody just check that out. And like I said, we are a certified nonprofit where we take donations that are completely 100% tax deductible. And so if you have anything out there that you'd like to give us, we'd appreciate that. And you, like I said, all the ways to do that are on our website at redneckandeyes.com. And we've had some great sponsors that have come through for us over the years. Folks like DPF Regeneration, everybody pretty much knows about them. They are a great supporter of the trucking industry and the truck drivers that operate in the industry. That's the main thing. And we just can't be more thrilled to have them on board with us to help us out and make sure that we help the drivers just have fun at the truck show. You know, that's our main goal. We also has had Step It Up this year is a medium small size carrier out there in Denver, Colorado called Load to Ride Transportation. They are a outfit out of Denver. They got pretty cool trucks and even better looking trailers. And they just, you know, a couple of their drivers saw us and they said, you know what, we're going to get our company to help you out. And they did. They stepped up big and it was awesome. And we appreciate everything that they've done. And we hope to get them involved more in the shows coming up. We have flags and banners and all kinds of things from them that we can have out there. And of course they bring their cool trucks and everybody likes seeing cool trucks. So, you know, we hope to have that out there and everybody have a great time doing that. And so if you know, you're in the area out there, they're based out of Denver, but they run all over. They run the whole 48 states. They got a lot of involvement with the shipping lanes for like hauling containers and hauling a lot of the freight that's like imported and exported. So they got a lot of connections across the country with that, and it's really awesome. excuse me. But yeah, we're just kind of kicking back here. I just wanted to see how everybody was doing, staying warm out there. I don't know if you were out there in it today, if you were kind of just chilling and all of a sudden it came up real big like it did with me. I don't know. Maybe it happened earlier this weekend. Maybe it happened on Thursday or Friday. I tell you what, I didn't even think that it would get that cold that fast. Like it did. I pretty much would expect it to come and maybe drop maybe, you know, 5 or 10 degrees, but sucker, it dropped 20 in the matter of 30 minutes. And then we had a little rain and the sun came out, but it was still cold. And even now when the sun going down now, it's getting colder out there. So hope everybody's doing all right out there and seeing how you're taking care of it. We talked last week a little bit about, winterizing the truck and preparing yourself for things that might happen. Talking about make sure you inspect your equipment and check your chains out and all that kind of stuff. Also, make sure you're going to the right shopping. Get warm clothes, you know, layers, extra blankets. And then, of course, food. You know, you might, it's not that you will get stuck somewhere where you're like stuck in the truck and you can't go get anything. A lot of places you get to, it's like, you get there in the middle of the night and the place closed because it's really cold outside. In wintertime, some of these places are seasonal and you get somewhere where they won't be open all the time, like 24/7, like you think they would because the cold weather. So be prepared for that. I know there's a lot of places that I've been through, like in the Dakotas and Wyoming, you know, they're 24/7, except when it's really cold and they close down. So, When a winter storm comes through, they might be sending their people home, and then the truck drivers are just going to have to fend for themselves, you know, until the sun comes up. So that's got that kind of thing. So just make sure. And a lot of times, you know, the roads are closed, so you're going to have to sit and wait for a little bit until the roads open back up. You know, that's happened to me several times. So, you know, just have extra food in the truck just in case, extra clothes, extra blankets, because sometimes you get to a spot where, you know, you might be having to save fuel, or you might just be broke down and, you know, you can't run the truck. So you just got to be prepared for stuff like that. It's happened, you know, it happens a lot. So you never know. So yeah, just give us a holler, 516-387-1733. And to be part of the conversation, just hit one. We appreciate everything drivers are doing out there. And like I said, give us a shout. You know, when I was checking the weather earlier, one thing that came up that we can see a lot of course, even in the southern states where you think it might not be that cold, it definitely looks like it's going to be, you know, in the 30s. Like around, I mean, this time of year, I wouldn't think that it would be that cold in that area, but, you know, you still get a lot of cold weather coming down toward, you know, Mississippi and Alabama, and even parts of Louisiana are going to be into the low 30s this time of year. That's rare. And it might not last that long, but it's definitely pushing in to come in tonight and be like that first thing in the morning. And of course, the whole, like, you know, I don't know, some of the coldest times I've been in the country has been like in New Mexico and Arizona, where you're up in the hills and the mountains, a lot of cold air coming through there. So that's going to be pretty chilly that way. It's going to be probably in the 50s and 60s all through the desert area of like Eastern California and the southwest part of Arizona. But I mean, still, that's pretty cold for that area, and the wind's probably going to be blowing, and that's a big thing you got to watch out for. In the high winds, and if you're pulling van trailers, you got to be prepared. And I was just thinking the other day, I wonder how many drivers have difference of opinions when it comes to, like, you know, how should you handle a trailer? What are the best ways to set it up to where you're going to be able to get down the road and not be bothered by the wind that much? And of course, the big thing is that if you're hauling heavy freight, really have no problems. If you're hauling anywhere between 35 to 45,000 pounds, then you shouldn't have really any problem getting down the road in high winds, because you're going to have to scale the load out anyway. And a lot of times I always like to make sure that I'm a little bit heavier on the drives than I am on the trailer. You know, stay legal, but still be a little bit heavy. And I always try to get as much weight as I could legally on the drives. And that way it would always be where you're getting down the road in the high winds. The wind can't push the back end of that trailer that much, because it's going to always tail the heavy part of the truck, which is going to be the front of the truck. And that's what I always did if I was pulling an empty trailer, I slid my tandems all the way to the back. And that just kind of created a stability where all of the weight that I was pulling was all in the front. Everything got kind of pushed to the front. And if you did have any kind of hard wind hit the back, there wasn't anything that trailer couldn't fishtail or anything, because there's nothing behind the trailer axle to allow it to be pushed around. So that was always the best situation. I did have a couple of drivers tell me in the past that they didn't like doing that. They always liked kept putting the tandems up. It's, you know, they like pulling it as far up as they could, just because they said it rode better. But in the high winds, I'm not really interested in the ride. I'm more interested in not tipping over. So, you know, maybe you never have an issue with that. Maybe you got a real heavy truck. I don't know. But I always made sure. I don't know about y'all, but I never really had a big heavy truck. I always had like whatever the companies were driving, or Sentries and maybe a Classic at one time or two a while back. But every time you hit something in high wind, boy, that sucker got pushed, and you'd feel it. You'd feel it trying to get pushed off to the side. And I always just tried to make sure that I was stable going down the road like that. So I don't know what anybody else thinks about that, but that's something else. But yeah, but I always made sure I had plenty of clothes, extra blankets in the truck. A lot of times what I did is if it was cool out, not really cold, but cool, and I didn't necessarily need the heat, then I just turned the truck off. Well, the problem with that is when you come in, if you just leave the truck off, a lot of times you'll wake up in the middle of the night freezing because the cold front came through, and next thing you know, it's really, really cold in the truck. So instead of trying to, I mean, you can crank the truck, I guess that's no big deal. But I always thought that if I didn't have to run the truck, if I had an extra blanket, I'd put the extra blanket on. That way I didn't have to run the truck. But if it got freezing temperatures, of course, then you want to make sure you top the tanks off and keep the truck running so that your fuel doesn't gel up. But that's, I mean, that's a rare instance, especially if you keep the tanks topped off. It was always, you know, if you didn't have to run the truck and it was only in the high 30s, low 40s, no big deal. Even in the 30s, even if it was, you know, 31, 30 degrees, gelling up ain't really that big a deal. It's got to get below 20 in order for that to happen. And then, of course, then you'd have to have, you know, it'd take a while. And you probably, if you had a full tank of fuel, it would take it a long time for it to start gelling up. So always having extra blankets made it better so that you didn't have to idle if you didn't have to. Or the APU didn't have to run as much. You can turn the air down. I like to sleep when it's cold. I liked having it where I could bundle up and, of course, you know, just breathe the cold air. And I slept better that way. So, you know, a lot of people like that. A lot of people don't. So it's all up to you. But, you know, being prepared, that's what I always thought. So I didn't know what y'all thought about that. Give us a call here, 516-387-1733. Push 1, be part of the conversation. And check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Or, you know, find us on Facebook or Twitter or even Instagram. You know, we try to post on there when we can. It's kind of hard. We're trying to come up with some new stuff and keep people kind of entertained and everything. But there's plenty of platforms out there and different, what I want to say, like, you know, content creators where you can always stay up to date in trucking. It's amazing to me how the internet really helps drivers, you know. It helps them and hurts them. You know, you kind of get the bad stuff all the time, but then you get some really good stuff too, and it's awesome. So that's what we really appreciate and really love about getting out there and staying on the internet and everything. So if you can, just, you know, look us up and give us a like, and we'll try to share as much stuff as we can to you and let you know. But that's redneckandeyes.com has all the links to that. We even have a YouTube channel where you can get some YouTube videos. We've made some videos that directed toward the four-wheeler, teaching the four-wheelers how to drive around big trucks. And we thought that was pretty cool. So that's something else. But yeah, just give us a holler here. Tell us what you think. Like I said, 516-387-1733. Hope everybody's having a great night out there, staying safe and warm. It's pretty chilly out there. And if you... if you feel like chatting, just give us a holler.
In the morning I'll be packing up, loading up my old truck, roll down that road. Your picture on the dashboard, thinking about how long I'll be before I get home. Well, I set my visor for the sunrise as it burns into my eyes, and the thought of you starts burning on my mind. I'm rolling. Well, I'm rolling down this interstate, trying to get back to you, that's why I'm rolling. It's hard work and I guarantee that it's a damn hard life, but still I'm rolling. From the first time that I shifted gears, it burned into my soul. Guess you could say that's how I like to roll. Well, I'm rolling. White lines go forever, any driver knows that's true. There's there's a road map in my mind. Somehow I find it always leads me back to you. If the wind blows in my favor and I cross by more state lines, well, I'll hold you in my arms tomorrow night. I'm rolling. I'm rolling down this interstate trying to get back to you. That's why I'm rolling. It's hard work and I guarantee that it's a damn hard life, but still I'm rolling. From the first time that I shift the gears, it burned into my soul. Guess you could say that's how I like to roll. I'm rolling.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Across these plains and prairies, rocky mountain heights, fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white lines, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, giddy-up gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. It's a family tradition. Diesel's running through our veins. My daddy showed us the ropes. We were born in the fast lane. Branded by our heroes, taught to saddle up and move. This country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys, giddy up gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, modern day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. Time generation, little old school salvation. Blazing trails across this nation, see the shining sea. We're the last, we're the last, we're the last of the cowboys. Concrete, it's slow and dying breed, rolling like Jesse James, the modern day.
All right, well, hope everybody's out there having a great night tonight. Just kicking back here. This is Redneck and Knives on Unplugged Radio Network. Just call us in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And we're just kicking back here, relaxing a little bit, trying to stay warm. You know, it got pretty chilly out there. And I was going to see how everybody else is doing out there tonight, whether or not they're staying warm and everything. I tell you what, it come up all of a sudden, I think, and it was trying to get really cold out there. This time of year, you know, it kind of sneaks up on you sometimes. And, you know, we're supposed to be expecting it, but then it stays real nice. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, it kind of sneaks up where the roads might close because nobody's prepared. You know, you got a lot of weekend travelers that get stuck in it somewhere and just slows traffic down and everything. You know, we have that happen quite a bit around Texas where it causes an accident, you know, the weather, the rain or something like that. And there'll be an accident and somebody will just, you know, not paying attention or driving too fast. And of course, you know, truckers, we see it all the time. Guy goes screaming by you and you know that something's going to happen, you know. So, hope everybody's out there doing all right, staying warm, staying safe. And just like I said, just give us a holler. 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And whenever you can, check us out at redneckandknives.com. That's RedneckAndKnize. And sometimes people are, you know, they're just like that. They can't figure out how to spell it. We've always had people ask us. They can't even pronounce it sometimes. So we just crack up about it, and, you know, and just kind of help them out when we can, you know. But yeah, see, tell us what you think out there, how things are going. You know, down here in South Texas, we don't really get that much cold weather, and everybody kind of laughs at us because we talk about it got cold when it got down into the 50s. But, you know, it kind of shocks you, and it kind of throws everything out of whack a little bit, and it kind of knocks you out of sorts, where sometimes if you're driving and you hit where it gets cold, you stop thinking about, you know, everything else, and you just focus on trying to stay warm, and a lot of times you're not prepared for it. So I always try to say, you know, always prepare for it. That way, when something happens, you can just, you know, boom, let's change clothes, put a jacket on, whatever we need to do, and get warm so we can, you know, stay like that and keep getting down the road and get our job done and everything. You know, a lot of times we try to shortcut our like pre-trips or swapping trailers or stuff like that because it got too cold outside or it's raining or something. And, you know, we got to have the right kind of clothing to make sure that when that happens, when it does start raining or it starts getting real cold out there, that we can prepare for that and adjust. That way we can get our right clothes on and get out there and do the job properly. Because let's just face it, you get to a guard shack and they don't really want to help you. You get to a customer that's, you know, you got to go in and see them. They don't care that it's raining or whatever like that. It's all up to you to make sure that the vehicle gets where it needs to go safely. And we just got to be prepared for it, you know. I have extra boots, extra shoes, any kind of extra shoes I have, I always have them in the truck. That way they get stay dry, stuff like that, or just extra clothes, period. You know, extra jackets. Not, you know, everybody said carry a warm jacket. Well, I got two or three with me when I'm driving over the road. So, you know, extra jackets, thicker jackets, rain jacket. When I was first starting to look for like a good all weather jacket, like a parka kind of thing, where it would slick off the rain really well, but keep me warm. The coolest ones were like you go to like a Bass Pro Shop or a Cabela's, and they sell them for the fishermen. When people go fishing, like in either they go deep sea fishing or they go up into the mountains fishing, those are always real good because they repel the water real good from the rain or whatever. And then they had liners with them where you could stay warm. And they had, of course, a really good, tight, wet, waterproof zippers, pockets. And of course the hood, it would always have the good elastic where you could tighten it down real good. And of course the hoods are bigger. I don't know about y'all. I got a big head. So trying to find a hood on some type of jacket that wasn't too small was always real hard. So I always liked that. But, don't know what y'all thought about that, keeping things in the truck like that. Of course, you got to make sure you got the tools and you got stuff to take care of your tire chains, stuff like that. You know, a lot of times we always say, you know, we don't like using them. That's fine. You know, if you don't want to put them on, you don't have to put them on unless you get stuck somewhere where that's the only way you can get moving is to get chains on. But in certain states, like in Wyoming and Colorado, during certain months, no matter what the weather is, you got to have chains on the truck. And they'll stop and they'll check and make sure you got chains. Whether you use them or not, they don't care. That you just got to have them on the truck. So you just got to make sure that you're prepared for that. And just, you know, things like that with like extra washer fluid, maybe even some type of washer fluid. A lot of times we buy what we can because it's cheaper, but a lot of times you got to get somewhere where you got to get it where it doesn't, it's got the antifreeze stuff in it where it doesn't want to freeze up. That kind of stuff, you know, you just got to be prepared for it. And a lot of times, I don't know, I can't fathom a truck driver not doing that, but I guess it happens because you see them out there stuck all the time and, you know, trying to clean off windshields and all that stuff where, you know, a lot of us, we prep our windshields or prep our engines to, you know, have everything in the truck already ready to go when the time hits it. So, you know, we change it up. I got extra windshield wipers, stuff like that, everything. Just, you know, be ready because it'll happen. You just never know when, but you know it will, especially if you've been out there running that long. So, yeah, I mean, what we see out there right now is it's supposed to be pretty chilly tomorrow across the country. It's supposed to be like in the 30s all over, pretty much everywhere. Even in Dallas and in Austin, it's going to be like in the high 30s. Even parts of northern Mississippi and Alabama and parts of Georgia are going to be into the high 30s, low 40s. Everywhere it's going to be 40 or below. Except for like along the coastlines, you see where it might be in the 50s down like, you know, in South Texas and, of course, the Gulf and Florida and then up the East Coast, even all the way up to like, you know, Virginia and New Jersey. It says it should be 50s out on the coast, but everywhere else, like in the low 30s. So ain't no telling how that's going to work out, but definitely going to be different. And of course, on the West Coast, it's going to be into the low 50s, high 40s around the lower Arizona area. All of New Mexico, they say it's going to be 40 or below. So that's how that's supposed to work out. And then Southern California is going to be in the 50s. But everywhere else, I'm telling you, the further you go north, the colder it's going to get into the low 20s. So be prepared for that. This kind of snuck up on everybody, I think. I don't know if people might have been prepared for it, but I tell you what, I'm down in South Texas, and I sure as hell wasn't. So hope everybody's doing all right out there tonight. Like I said, give us a holler, 516-387-1733. And like I said, if you guys don't know about us, we are just guys doing truck shows. We go out to the truck show, set up in the parking lot, and we serve food to the like to the group of truckers out there in the parking lot. If you've ever been to a truck show, you know that they've got a parking lot for all the trucks to park. And sometimes they'll have different vendors and stuff set up in the parking lot. We started out just mainly setting up at the Louisville truck show, at Mid-America Trucking Show, in the Papa John's parking lot, the free parking area. And, I mean, there's always been somebody there setting up for food or setting up for, you know, a concert or whatever. And we just kind of started out real small. And our goal was that we weren't trying to raise any kind of money to cure any diseases or anything like that. We just wanted people to be able to relax and have fun and not be pressured into buying anything or spending any money. And what we've kind of just created to doing is we still keep that concept. We just want everybody to understand that we're doing this just for the truckers. We're not trying to, you know, save anything or do anything different to change anything. We just want everybody to have a good time at the show while they're out there at the parking lot, have a little bit of entertainment, have some good food. If people want to help and contribute, that's great. You know, but we're not going to force anybody to do that. And I think that's the cool thing about it. I think that, you know, if you're coming somewhere where, you know, you're getting bombarded with people trying to get you to spend money, you know, the last thing you want to do is try to get something to eat. You don't want anybody to keep bombarding you like that. So you know, we consider it a kind of a safe zone, but it's, you know, it's a free enterprise system. We live in a country where everybody is trying to sell something to everybody else. So, you know, the more the merrier, but we just want everybody to have a good time and enjoy themselves. And we appreciate anybody that comes out and wants to hang out, you know. And hey, if you want to, you know, last year we had it was raining, of course, and it was really cold. So everybody's kind of hunkered down inside the tent. But we had two speakers with a PA system, and we plugged up some music, and we had some pretty good singers out there, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, everybody was there, you know, had a great time. We had a lot of stuff to give away. A lot of sponsors gave us stuff to give away. So we had drawings. We gave a lot of stuff away. And we had some auctions to where we had some little cool items that were valuable that we kind of auctioned off and raised a little bit more money that way. And that was just a great time. And if you come out there and you got a guitar or good singing voice, we'll get you up there too. And we'll get everybody to have a shot. And we love everybody just having a great time. And it's really something special. So we appreciate everybody doing that. Like I said, check us out at redneckandknives.com. We're on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have an account on Parler. We haven't done too much on that one yet, but we are there. So if anybody's out there looking, you can look us up on there as well. And like I said, we're just trying to get the word out and trying to help create that great brotherhood of trucking, that camaraderie between truckers to help each other out and, you know, not trying to screw everybody over, right? So other than that, hope everybody's having a great night out there, and we're just kind of kicking back, relaxing, and just seeing where everybody's doing. Like I said, it's getting cold out there, so we got to be prepared. The holidays are coming up. Hope everybody's hunkered down, getting ready for that. I know that a lot of parts of the country have been kind of skeptical about trying to get people together to do that, but I think seeing your family is probably the most important thing you could be doing, you know, in this type of world out there right now. Because really, to most of us, that's probably all we've got left is family. So we want to make sure everybody able to get down and see, you know, whoever you can see to, you know, create that family, that sense of family that you've had and you've always wanted. And it's always been a big deal. But yes, I agree. Always try to get there and see the family whenever you can. COVID be damned, right? So hope everybody's having a great night out there tonight. We're kicking back, relaxing. Just check us out, redneckandknives.com. If you want to give us a call here, 516-387-1733. To be part of the conversation, just hit 1 and we'll get you in. This is Redneck and Knives, all things trucking and then some.
Diamonds on the windshield, heaven starts to cry, and in his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gonna go, she knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind, that Detroit diesel fired ship goes blowing out again, sailing toward the setting sun. Freedom's there.
The pedal to the metal, try it out or run the rank. Another shot of truck stop coffee as I'm running through his veins. This world turns on 18 wheels. Thank God we can depend on brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel fire ship goes blowing out again. Sailing toward the setting sun, freedom's their best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Carolina west, Denver, Baton Rouge, east to Pittsburgh, toward the south, San Diego. Sail on, sail on. Tallahassee, north to Boston, up to Bangor, west to Austin, coast to coast, sea to sea. Sail on, sail on.
setting sun. Freedom's their best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind.
Brothers of the highway,
children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again.
Yeah, that's a great song there. That was a Tony Justice, and filling in with him a little bit, backing up there, was Aaron Tippin. And we were always talking about, you know, people that turned famous that started out driving. And, of course, the one that always rings true to me that I always think about is Elvis Presley. He was driving trucks in Memphis back and forth through the backwoods back there. And still trying to make it as a singer. And in fact, when he went into the military, that's what he learned how to do was, or that's what he did in the military, was drove trucks. But even before that, before he was famous, he was driving trucks in the Memphis area there, back and forth. And it was something else. I was trying to look in here to see, somebody told me Aaron Tippin drove truck. And if you watch the video of that song, Brothers of the Highway, he's actually driving a big truck alongside Tony, and it's pretty cool. And I think he did. I'm just trying to see if I can, you know, find out exactly when and where and who and all that, but it doesn't really specify anything. It just, I knew because I've got an uncle who lives in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, and that's where Aaron Tippin grew up. He, according to the biography on Wikipedia, he was born in Pensacola, Florida, but raised on a farm in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. It says where he went to Blue Ridge High School. In the 1970s, he made a living as a singer, performing in various local bars. By the time Tippin was 20, he was working as a commercial pilot and a pipe fitter. In 1986, he moved to Nashville, where he eventually became a staff writer at Acuff Rose. He competed on TNN's You Can Be a Star talent contest in 1986, landing a song publishing contract in 1987. During this time, he wrote songs for The Kingsmen, David Ball, Mark Colley, and Charlie Pride. So there you go. And that was, you know, that's, like I said, that, what did it say? 1987. And see, he didn't, I don't think he came out with, So Tippin performed his first Nashville nightclub show in 1990. He earned him a contract with RCA in Nashville. His first single, You've Got to Stand for Something, was released in 1991. So there you go. Yeah, because I remember one of the first videos was Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio. I remember when that came out, and that was around that time. So yeah, it was something else. Yeah, 1992. The second album, Read Between the Lines, 1992. First single off of that one was Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio, which spent 3 weeks at number one. So there you go. But yeah, it's doesn't really say in here that he actually worked as a trucker or anything like that. But, you know, the one thing you can say about that generation of those in that past, they probably learned how to drive some type of truck somewhere in the time of growing up, you know, in that part of the country. Cause, I remember all kinds of people drove in that time frame. So yeah, it was something else. But if you got anything else on your mind when that comes to driving, just let us know. Like I said, I just thought it was pretty cool listening to that song and thinking about all the famous people that drove truck. I remember, Doug Stone was another country music artist that I knew that had been driving. In fact, they told a story that he was the tour bus that he was on broke down, I think it just had a flat, and he got out there and helped the driver fix it, or whoever, to fix it, because he'd done that. He'd worked on trucks like that before, so he knew what he was doing. So I thought that was pretty impressive. They told that show on one of those countdown shows back in the late 90s. And that was actually one of the shows I was listening to going down the road driving big truck. So that was something else. Well, hope everybody's out there having a great night tonight. It's 516-387-1733. To be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're just kind of kicking back, relaxing. Hope everybody's staying warm out there. Like I said, it's getting pretty chilly. All across the country, it's going to be 40 or below. So, you know, that kind of deal. You just never know what's going to happen. But yeah, just give us a holler. Like I said, hope everybody's staying safe. 516-387-1733. RedneckandEyes.com.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head. Dining car, they're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
This old girl and me, we've seen everything, from the mountains of the great northwest to the northeast tip of Maine. This old girl and me, we've been through the eye of a hurricane, a tornado out in Tulsa, and them flooding Texas rains. Well, as the years have passed, we've held on to each other. Sometimes each other's all we had to hold. Been to heaven and hell and back again, from sea to shining sea. We've been everywhere. Well, this old girl and me. This old girl and me, She's helped me when I've cried. She held on to the road for me the night my mama died. She's kept me safe and warm. She's heard me laugh, she's heard me cuss. And besides my woman waiting at home, she's the only girl I love. And as the years have passed, we've held on to each other. Sometimes each other's all we had to hold. Been to heaven and hell and back again, from sea to shining sea. We've been everywhere. Well, this old girl and me. Hey, we've been everywhere. This old girl and me. Oh. This old girl and me.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog. Outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Checks his back, flexes his box for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, let's say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
American kids doing best they can.
All right. Hey, this is Ed with the Redneck and Nice. Hope everybody's having a great evening out there. Yeah, just give us a call, 516-387-1733. We're just kicking back here, hoping everybody's having a great, safe, and warm night. You know, it got pretty chilly out there. It got pretty chilly out there in these last couple of days. Today was it kind of came down here to South Texas where I'm at. And just kind of got to throw us off guard here a little bit. The wind started blowing and got a little wet, got some rain, and it's been pretty chilly all day. You know, earlier this afternoon it was really nice, but since the sun went down, the wind started blowing and it's getting pretty chilly out there. So hope everybody out there staying safe and warm and prepared for this. You know, sometimes it catches us off guard. We pick up in one part of the country and head to the other, and we don't realize that the weather changed so quickly or so soon in that particular area. But even as we look at the forecast right now for tomorrow morning, it's going to be into the 40s or below for most of the country, especially in like even in the southeast around Alabama and Mississippi, parts of Georgia, Louisiana, and then up in like, you know, Tennessee and Arkansas, it's in the 30s. And the further north you go, the colder it gets, you know, even and up on the other side up there in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, it's in the very low 30s, 31, 32. And then the further north you go, it gets into the 20s. I mean, you know, you're talking about Michigan and Wisconsin and northern Illinois there and Minnesota, it's in the 20s, high 20s, low 20s. So you know, be prepared for that. And it's pretty much going to be cold and chilly all across the country tomorrow morning. So be ready for that. And just hope everybody's out there prepared for it. You know, get your clothes right, get your food right. You know, make sure you got extra shoes. And you just never know what might happen. So you got to be prepared for it, you know. Keep tabs on what's going on with your truck. You know, you got to check your coolant levels, got to check your washer fluid, got to check your windshield wipers, got to check your, make sure your defroster is working right. You know, a lot of times those pipes can get clogged in there where you won't get the water from your radiator flowing toward the heater, or the heater core could go bad and it's just not going to do anything for you. So you're not going to get any kind of type of heat that you might need, not particularly for yourself, but to keep the windows from fogging up. So you got to be prepared for that kind of stuff. But hope everybody out there staying warm and safe and everything, and hope you're having a good time. Like I said, check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We've got some cool videos on YouTube. They're also linked to the website as well. We even got videos that are instructed toward the four-wheeler, telling the four-wheelers how to drive around big trucks. And I think it's pretty cool. And we've got some pretty cool little other videos too, talking about, you know, the history of certain things going and everything. So we hope everybody's having a great time with that. But like I said, give us a holler. 516-387-1733. And everybody out there knows what we're doing is trying to, create a little camaraderie, brotherhood of trucking type of thing to bring it back where everybody's kind of feeling good about each other and everything. And helping each other out, you know, trying to do the right thing and stay safe, stay sane, you know, keep in touch with everybody. And it's hard to do that sometimes out there on the road. You feel like you're all alone. So we just want to let everybody know that that's not, you know, that they're not alone, that we're here for them. So whenever we can try to help, we can. And we want to just let people know that's what we're doing. But here in the last few years, we've had some great people step up and help us out. We've even had the great people at Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. They've even stepped up big and wanted to help us out a lot, and we really appreciate their support. You know, this year, because of COVID, we weren't really able to show off our big new sponsors that we've got because it, you know, canceled the shows. And we just hope to be able to do that here in the next 6-7 months, because when the shows get back going, you know, we're going to be really showing everybody off how great we've done here in the last year to step up and show everybody that, you know, it's a great time to be at the parking lot at the truck show. So looking forward to doing all that. But yeah, just go on our website at redneckandeyes.com. We've got a lot of pictures and information about what we've been doing the last several years doing that. So really appreciate everything going on with that. Appreciate the drivers. And if you want to take a look at that, you know, please be our guest and go check that out. But yeah, just give us a holler, 516-387-1733 to be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And check us out, redneckandeyes.com.
Think about the times we spent together, and we both lived on each other's dreams. never thought it'd be me setting you free. And now I'm about to lose my sanity. And what a price to pay for choices I made. I wish that I can turn back the times, 'cause in my every dream you're all I see. And darling, do you ever think of me? Day I spend without you is another lesson I'm learning so well. 'Cause all I have to see me through are pictures of you, and that just isn't enough. What a price to pay for choices I made. I wish that I can turn back the times, 'cause in my every dream you're all I see. And darling, do you ever think of me? And darling, do you ever, darling, do you ever, darling, do you ever think of me?
Well, hey there, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives. We hope everybody's having a great night out there tonight. Yeah, we're just kicking back here, wrapping up another great night here at Redneck and Knives, all things trucking and then some. We're always here on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, at 516-387-1733. This is the Unplugged Radio Network. There's always something going on here during the week. Sometimes you got I think the shows now are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then also tonight, Sunday nights. So we're always here Sunday night, Redneck and Eyes. You can always find me or one of us here with Redneck and Eyes doing the show on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can always listen by calling in. 516-387-1733. You can even go back to previous episodes and listen to those older episodes while you're going down the road, or you can download them for later, or like I said, just catch us on the one night and you can talk about, you know, anything you want. And we're just kind of open here and seeing what everybody's doing. We just want to make everybody known that we are looking forward to getting the truck shows back going again. We really, really are anchoring to get to somewhere where we can just show off what we do and have a great time at the truck shows and build that camaraderie and that great network of the brotherhood of trucking, to where everybody just knows who to call and who needs help and when they need it, and, you know, solve problems and all kinds of stuff and just try to help people out. You know, our little motto here is that when everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got to redneck and eyes. And that's the way we feel about things. You just got to get things done somehow. We're trucking. We're just all about getting things done, solving problems. So that's what it's all about. So you check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We've got links to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. And depending on what social media platform you're on, we're also on Parler. We're just getting started over there, so just check us out. Look for us on there and let us know. We really appreciate everything that everyone's doing out there. And all you truckers, stay safe and stay warm. Watch out for the cold weather sneaking up on everybody. And I hope everybody has a great holiday season this year. With this being a crazy year and everybody's talking about whether or not you should be able to visit people or not, it's my opinion is that you should be able to see family. That's one thing that we definitely need to stay in contact with and trust in is our family. So everybody, please try to see your family if you can, you know, to your best ability, and keep everyone safe and happy through these trying times that we've been through this last year. So stay with that. So yeah, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Like I said, every Sunday night we're here at 516-387-1733, 9 p.m. Eastern. So be sure to check us out. Until then, everybody have a safe and wonderful evening. Stay warm, stay successful, keep it between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.